And Philip Semper, PF, these are indicated as date is 05/22/2023. Dictation is for Skylar McGee. McGee spells MCGEE. Skylar spells SKYLAR. Date of birth is 03/17/2010. Next paragraph, this is a 13-year-old here with runny nose, pain and pressure in her frontal and maxillary sinuses, period. Next paragraph, patient said this has been going on for approximately 10 days or more. Has been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement. She's accompanied by a mom who says that child has a history of sinus infection and symptoms appear to be similar, period. She said child's, whenever she gets like this, she amoxicillin and prednisone slash prelone works well for her, period. Child denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She denies decreased appetite. Correction. Review your system. Child denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She denies decreased appetite. Denies change in activities, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure is 94/59. Pulse 91. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Nose. Congested with green discharge, erythematous and edematous terminates. Period. Next paragraph. Face. Maxillary and frontal sinuses are tender. No facial erythema, edema, or deformity. Period. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Ears. Ears are congested. Light reflex are dull. TM has effusion, but it does not appear, period, and period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no right respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, sinusitis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Is neuro alert oriented time 3, cranial nerve 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute rhinitis, number 2 is acute sinusitis, number 3 is cough. Next paragraph. Patient was given a note for school. She was taken out of school today because of cough and runny nose. She can go back tomorrow with no restrictions, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following prescriptions. 1, amoxicillin, 250 milligram scabs. 1, POTID for 10 days. Number 30, next medication, prelone, 15/5 milliliters. She would take 1 teaspoon POQAM for 10 days, number 50 mils. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Mom was strongly encouraged to increase fluids, namely water, to avoid sugary beverages, to come back if worse, to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.